Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the January 6th committee, the special committee to investigate the insurrection, has just issued a subpoena to Jeffrey Clark. Now, Jeffrey Clark is a quintessential traitor to the United States. The rest of the people, like Rosen, the acting AG after Crooked William Barr stepped down, stood tall when Trump came to him and said, "All I want you to do is issue a letter from the Justice Department to Georgia saying that we think there's fraud in the election, we're investigating it, hold off on the certification. My boys in Georgia and the legislature will hold off and then leave the rest to the members of Congress who support me." And then they would have sent a copy of that letter to Wisconsin, to Michigan, to Pennsylvania, and everybody else, and they would have decertified the election, quote, temporarily, end quote, and that would linger into February, March, April, and suddenly Trump would have been president for another year, and they'd say, what the hell, let him fill out the term. Jeffrey Clark is a two-legged skunk. He was a low-level employee, lawyer in the Justice Department, handling some civil matters, but he was a complete sycophant and bootlicker for Trump, told Trump that he thought it was a crooked election and that he could overturn it. And Trump proposed several meetings before the January 6th insurrection, including one on December 31, one right around the insurrection, and said, well, I'm gonna put Jeffrey Clark in as the attorney general, the acting, and I'm gonna fire Rosen, and then he will do this. And fortunately, not just Rosen, but his number two, the deputy attorney general, and some of the heads of the other departments were all there. And they said, we will all resign and say this is a crooked deal. And Trump realized, not that he has any empathy, not that he's not a sociopath, but what he realized is tactically, if that happened, that just strips away any veneer of respectability or authenticity or legality to this thing. Well, crooked Jeffrey Clark, traitor and crook, is being subpoenaed. Now, will he show up? A lot of these people, Meadows, chief of staff, is subpoenaed. Scarvino, deputy chief of staff, subpoenaed. Bannon, sort of gadfly at large in the White House and troublemaker, subpoenaed. And a truly great named individual named Cash Patel, P-A-T-E-L, first name is Cash, not Johnny Cash. This is spelled K-A-S-H. Cash Patel, emblematic of the Republicans run by their donors and by the Trump crowd, Cash. All four of them have blown it off. Now, both Liz Cheney, not just Liz Cheney, Adam Schiff and the others say we're going to pursue criminal contempt. But that's a process that takes time. And normally, if this were a drug thing out of the central city of Milwaukee, they'd send people out and they'd drag them in. Well, they won't. They'll treat them with kid gloves. They'll say, please come to this hearing on it in 2 weeks. And then they won't show up for that, but the lawyers will show up and say, we want a postponement. You see what's going on? This Jeffrey Clark stuff is known. They want to get him there and sweat out any additional details. I'm glad they're doing it, but they have got to take much, much sterner enforcement action. You know, there was one fact I had not known, but as I looked at this and researched it, I realized it's true. Believe it or not, I don't know if you knew this, but the Congress can send people out to arrest people who are in contempt and hold them in jail in the Capitol. The only problem is there is no jail in the Capitol. But this had happened in the past, and they'd stick them in a conference room under guard, put in a mattress, and bring them in some chow, bring them in some takeout, let them use the restroom, lock them up in the I think that's what they should do. We did it before in our history. What do you think George Washington would have done? What do you think Abraham Lincoln would have done? What do you think Franklin Roosevelt would have done? What do you think Harry Truman would have done? I'll tell you what they would have done. Arrest these people, drag them in, put them in a conference room with a cot under guard, and at 9 o'clock when the hearing starts, carry them in. And if they won't walk in, you take them in spread eagle. One guy on each wrist, one guy on each ankle, and deposit them on the floor. Gently, don't hurt them. Mic them up. Say, sit in that chair. And they'll go, oh, no, I don't. Okay, then stand. I don't care what you do, Jack. You're here. This is what you're going to do. I'm tired of these people. Very tired. Very, very tired. And this crooked, treacherous Jeffrey Clark has got to be the first one, in my view, that they haul his worthless carcass in. Go to the lines. Tom of McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. We don't actually have to go that far back as Truman. We can go as far back as the Clinton administration and remind the listeners that Susan McDougal served 18 months in a federal lockup for refusing to comply with a congressional subpoena. And it was put in place there by the Republicans who wanted her testimony during the entire Whitewater affair. And she did not want to testify. She felt that the information that she had was, not either not relevant or was protected. And she refused to comply with the congressional subpoena. And what happened was they actually sent federal marshals to go and get her. And they locked her up until she finally said that, all right, I will testify. And it took 18 months. I'm wondering how come we're not doing that today.
Right. That is a very good point, Tom. Why aren't we doing that? Why is it always, whenever the Republicans in, they do whatever they want? Where is Merrick Garland on this? Where is Merrick Garland? Not Bobby Kennedy would have done it. Where's Merrick Garland coming saying, look, and you're right, we don't have to go back to the 19th century, and we do not have to go back to a conference room. You can just make arrangements with the DC jail and put these people in. And it's just like when they won't testify in front of a grand jury, they sweat them. Many reporters, for instance, will say, I'm not going to tell my source when I found out that this guy was murdered. They stick them in till they testify. Now, I have a different point of view on reporter privilege. I've litigated that, and I'm strongly on the side of the reporters. But that is an example. You gave a better example, a more recent example. And why is it that other people, when they won't testify, we come down on them? We don't come down on these people. The reason we couldn't during the impeachments was for a while there. It was Trump, and he had the Justice Department. Now Trump does not have the Justice Department. And you're exactly right. Go out and get Scrivino, Meadows, Bannon, Jeffrey Clark, and Kash Patel, and put them in adjacent cells where they can't communicate with each other. And you're here, Jack, and they'll go, oh, okay. And then at some point, they say, okay, we'll testify. That's excellent, excellent, excellent. Thank you very much for calling that in, Tom. That's just a great historical analogy, and it's not that long ago. It is not that long ago. One final note on all of this. I feel very badly. Herschel Walker, whom I really admire as a football player, is mentally ill. He's played Russian roulette. He says that he's mentally ill, and he's getting services. Trump somehow ginned him up to run for the Senate against Raphael Warnock in Georgia. They just had to cancel a fundraiser for him, because they had a Georgia donor set it up. And what she did is, in the symbol announcing it, she had the form of a swastika made up of vaccine needles. Can you imagine that? And not only is that disgusting, they keep referencing the Holocaust, the worst genocide and mass murder in history, for their own political advantage, but they abuse Herschel Walker. I'm very tired of that. Of course, he doesn't belong in the Senate. We need Raphael Warnock, but that's what's happening down in Georgia. Coming to the end of the show, great calling, great topics. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, my friend Earl Ingram, great weekend programming with Pizza Box Mike, great evening. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.